The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it!
It's time for episode 655 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Swift Summer. She's out on tour. We're going to talk about it. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett, Peter, BPM, Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's going on? Good to be here. Good to see you. I saw you posted a stand-up clip on Instagram today.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
I liked it a lot, especially since it's maybe the first clip I've seen you post in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. I gotta get a clip up there.
And it's just you popping a LaCroix can.
Yeah, I didn't want to give them too much. Effect. It's kind of a tease, you know, like, hey, this stuff's coming. That's not a real joke, but
yeah, exactly.
Perhaps one is coming at some point. Yeah. So it was fun to get that out.
It was almost like it was a good flex because it was like, you know, just pop in a can, but you still got a lot of laughs.
I got laughs. Applause. Unconventional laughter. It's been going on for years, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. But thank you. I'm glad that you saw it. Everybody check that out. I saw my Instagram. I'll get it on TikTok too. But we got to get into some of this T Swift. I mean, she is doing a tour right now, which you're saying is pretty much the biggest tour ever. Every venue that she hits, she breaks a record for either attendance, amount of shows, or amount of shows by a female artist. So this one's pretty historic. And they're going to be in town next week for like an entire week at SoFi Stadium, which breaks a record there, too. Nobody's ever done that many shows there. So I thought we'd get ahead of this thing like we did with the strike last week. People enjoyed our strike coverage. And right. It's not just a strike summer. It's also Swift summer.
Yeah. The strike's still happening, but yeah. Swift is coming to town. We got to pivot.
And there will be a lot of people from both sides of the strike united together in that Taylor Swift crowd. You know that.
That's true. That's very true.
A lot of the execs will be there. A lot of the performers from both sides. So we'll see what happens with that. And maybe Taylor will be able to unite the war between Fran and Carol.
Maybe she'll mediate on
stage.
Maybe
she'll mediate. Yeah.
She's got enough time up there. She's up there for like 3 hours.
Yeah, she does 3 hours 15 in this one. Okay. It's like a Springsteen length performance, and we'll get into more of the facts about that. But and all the cryptic
in our fact section.
In our fact section, the cryptic stuff will be in our QAnon section.
Yeah.
But right now, let's bring in our guest. You know him from comedy, clubs, live appearances, television, film, and Who Charted 594, among so many others. Please welcome back to the charts, Chris Fairbanks.
Hey, I've heard my name.
Woo! That's your cue.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I'm sore from the striking. I just go there. It's a good place to, like, network, take selfies, hand out headshots.
Yeah.
I got to get ahead of this thing and do a little networking.
So when it comes back, you'll be poised to get all the work.
Yeah. And also my strong feelings about union strong.
Right.
I actually am.
Of course.
I do that often. I combine sarcasm with the truth, and then it sounds like I'm being sarcastic the whole time.
It confuses. It confuses and confounds. Kind of like Taylor Swift's with her clues. It's just people got to figure out what you're talking about.
Oh, is she like hiding free skateboards in the trees or something like that?
She's just full of Easter eggs. She's just always doing something like that.
Yeah.
She's always doing. It's like kind of like QAnon, but maybe even more moronic because
TAnon.
TAnon, SwiftAnon.
Yeah.
At least with QAnon, you kind of get the feeling that you're learning secrets about how the world really works. With this T Swift stuff, it's like she changed her fingernail polish to purple. What does that mean?
Right.
And then by the time they figure it all out, it means that, well, her next album is going to be purple. So it's like all you really did was like get
involved. Well, they think she's going to come out as bisexual. Which, like,
that's
as
what
if
the purple
be,
means?
Yeah, that's what part of the TAnon is about. It's like,
yeah, but I think what it actually means is just her next album's called like Lavender.
Yeah,
but you say it's going to have have that type of content.
They come up with all kinds of theories, like anything you can think of under the sun.
That actually has some import about her personal life, but it seems like most of the stuff is like she's secretly spelling these things out in red, and then when you add it together, it's like the name of one of her songs.
Right.
So it's just like it's just all like
it's just all comes back into more T Swift hype. It's a big circular. Vortex of
promotional Easter eggs.
Exactly.
Marketing stuff.
Yeah.
So, but we'll get into. I'm going to be giving you facts about the tour. I think it's going to blow your mind. You know what I could do for every entry today on today's show? I'll give you a fact about the Eras tour. That'll probably blow your mind.
Wow. Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
I did a
five facts.
A golf tournament with a guy Barry from Barry's Tickets, and afterwards there is an auction. After the chipping contest, which I lost, and then a drunk guy after me, putted it into the hole and won $20,000.
Oh.
So I went to my car and cried. But anyway, they auctioned off Taylor Swift tickets, and they went for, I think, $12,000.
Wow.
God. It was a fundraiser for the American Heart Association, but I could not believe. It really makes me want to go to a show.
What does?
$12,000.
Oh, just the fact that people will pay that much?
Yeah, there's got to be something I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure. We'll explore that throughout today's show if we're missing something or not. I think a lot of it is, we'll get into it. We'll get into the facts as we move through.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's do the music chart.
Okay, I will wrap the history of recorded music, which predates Taylor Swift.
Believe it or not.
Oh, shit.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? GTP? Chat. How timely is that?
It's GPT.
Oh, yeah, GPT.
It doesn't matter, but it's funny. What's next? All
I like to disrespect it because it's not human. Let's face it.
Yeah,
I call AI IA to give it a zing.
Yeah, yeah, it pisses it off.
But the song is more topical than ever now that this strike is facing off and AI is such a big part of what they're arguing about over there.
Shall we get into the music chart? We're looking at the top five on Spotify.
Oh, top five Spotify.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Billie Eilish with What Was I Made For?
Whoa, new Eilish. Oh, downer track.
Yeah, that's her brother on the keyboards.
Phineas. They better crank. This better kick in.
This is from the Barbie soundtrack.
Now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now.
That's like, that's a lot of whisper. That's yin yang twins level whispering.
Yeah.
Stage whispering.
Yeah.
They say.
Yeah.
That's an animated princess trying not to wake up her evil stepmother. Sounds like a Disney song.
Disney Eilish.
It does sound like a Disney song.
I like it.
Everyone's in this Barbie movie. I feel like I see all these surprising posts on Instagram of people like, oh yeah, I submitted a song in there, or I have a thing. I'm like,
well, I heard someone saying it's like a Fellini movie. It's pretty crazy. Greta Gerwig. It's yeah. A little bit, it's interesting. Let's say that for our listeners.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Hey, incisive commentary.
There you go.
It's interesting.
No, I would like to see it. Yeah. It sounds like it's more than just a, you know, it's more than just something for the kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll cover it in the movie chart, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? Speaking of music, did you know that there is a 44? I can make this a quiz. What does 44 have to do with Taylor Swift's New Eras tour? 44.
Ooh. Oh.
44.
I see it on the side of a lot of baseball caps. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yes, she is she is the National League leader in
I knew run it. RBIs.
RBIs.
She's a special promotion. If you're 44 years old, you get free popcorn.
Okay, yeah. It's called the Simp Perf discount.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, you're both very close. Okay. It is 44 pertains to the song set list on this tour. 44 song set list. And I'm not sure if she does them all every night or you got to find out which one she's going to do.
44 songs, four chords among all of them.
There you go, four chords. And does she use minors ever, Star? Does she go into minor?
Yeah, but only on the third chord of the four chord sequence that's in every one of her songs. Yeah.
She doesn't want to confuse the Swifties.
Which brings us back to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Hey, MLB. And your Los Angeles Dodgers.
I can walk right across the street and see a game. Do I know?
No,
but I could.
Because you live every day in Los Angeles, the home of the Dodgers.
Yeah, I just complain about the traffic. Players. But I go when my dad visits.
Yeah. Take a visiting relative to see the Dodgers.
How do you like your peanuts? I hope hot and roasted.
I went there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to go to the next song. But
let's do it.
You got Dodgers commentary? Go for it. Olivia Rodrigo with Vampire, number four.
Whoa. Is this from the Barbie movie as well?
No. This is just new single.
She's using that same whisper filter as Billy.
Yeah.
Sold me for parts. Wow.
Like a clone.
Sorry about that F-bomb, Chris.
It's okay. You know, it's hard to be.
I like it. It's intense. These girls find no shortage of things to pine about, let's say. Yeah. It's a tradition since Alanis Morissette. Big feelings.
Yeah. That sounds like a song from a musical.
This is her. I think it's about the industry people or something. The vampires
like
sucking her blood. It's like the second she got famous, complaining about the ex-boyfriend, now she's, you know, it's like the executive shit list.
Maybe the boyfriend will take her back.
Hey, Chris, we're not hearing you.
Oh, really?
I can see your mouth moving, but...
Oh, wow. I wonder how long that's been going on.
This is wild. This is the feeling of an...
He reached his quota of words.
No idea why that would
he
be.
He hit his word quota before we started taping the show. So now he's shut down. Huh. No, this... him trapped in his emotions like that in his room. This is how Olivia Rodrigo songs get written.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I changed nothing. I didn't even bump it.
Could be that hard-on you have under there. Are you extremely hard under the desk or something?
Yeah. No, those days. I think those ended in...
He hasn't been
2019.
Drinking.
2019.
So it's just
yeah, I thought it would
working
help.
Flawlessly.
No, I just found other interests. Golf and things. Yeah. No more boners in my future. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Well, that was Vampire. And coming in at number three.
Number three.
Morgan Whalen, Last Night. This thing won't go away.
Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last
night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets. I want to mention just like, because we've covered it on the charts, I feel like before the mainstream got a hold of it. But this Jason Aldean song, have you been seeing the controversy?
Oh, yeah. This song, Try That in a Small Town.
Yeah. It's funny because it entered our charts maybe a month ago or something. And we had the full discussion about it. We reacted
but
to
I
the
think
lyrics.
Even before the charts, that might have been one of my hot picks or, you know.
Oh, no. It was? Really? No.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of, he had the one, the Tough Super Crowd. Is that the one I played, Tough Crowd? And it was about, like, he's complimenting his own crowd for how tough.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
cool
you did
they
Tough
are.
Crowd, which is fun. Yeah. That's fun to talk about. Okay. Try That in a Small Town is a racist screed, basically, where he's just like.
He doesn't mention race in the song.
It's coded heavily.
But then I did find out that he shot it at in front of some courthouse where some lynching happened.
Right.
And that's bad. Here's the thing. I always didn't like that guy. I always singled him out as kind of like that mall country. It just felt like too bullshitty.
Yeah.
And then I only started liking him like about 6 months ago because of that Tough Crowd song.
Yeah, I like that one.
And then all of a sudden, boom, he's canceled.
He just seems like an idiot.
I was on the right side of that for years. I was like, yeah. Fuck Aldi. And right when I got into him, he got canceled.
It's funny. I felt like we were ahead of it. And then suddenly, somehow it's making its way now to the public and they're all reacting.
Yeah,
but there's no question that Small Town, the lyrics are fucked up. it's like a ton of like Reagan era stereotypes of the inner city life and just being like, try that in my small town. We'll basically hunt you down.
Well, I mean, one of them is like punch an old lady in the face. Like
it's like Fox News.
But it's
News.
Like more like Steven Seagal movie tropes. Like who's running around doing that? You know what I mean? It's
well,
like Charles Bronson stuff.
To the Fox News crowd, that's the kind of thing they scare people about blue cities and blue states like every day. Like they know what he's saying when he's saying that. You know what I mean?
Right.
God, I can only listen to that kind of music when I'm in a boat and I'm in Montana and I can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Because it does remind me of my childhood. I grew up somewhere where country, that's all they played at all my school dances.
Yeah.
And so I really resisted it. But now, just like a lot of things, it makes me somewhat nostalgic.
Some of it's good.
But yeah.
Some of it's
good. Yeah. You can't say all of everything's bad, certainly. I think you can say most of it's bad, though.
Oh, for sure.
Next song.
It is funny, though, when you would expect country to just be full of like Trumpian songs like that. And it's like they still have to kind of be normal for the most part on the charts, like just nice.
Yeah,
nice
there's only
energy.
One or two of those guys.
The one guy, but you know, a lot of the fans are waiting for that kind of stuff. Like they eat it up. But
are these Billboard charts?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I thought Billboard this was Spotify.
This is Spotify, but you know, sometimes we do iHeart and Billboard and all that.
I noticed a lot of, the only time I recognize them is reading it on TikTok. I think TikTok is dictating what ends up on the charts just because people keep reusing it and then people download the song. It's such a
weird. It does. Yeah. TikTok leads the way now. Radio plays what gets popular on there.
Yeah, isn't that? Oh, it's so strange, but whatever. That's
all right.
Kind of cool.
So, coming in at number two. This is Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, and Aqua with Barbie World with Aqua. from the Barbie soundtrack.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Rad, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA, Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't belling out. In that pink Ferrari, we pillin' out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. That pussy so cold, we just chilling out. Baby yelling, yelling, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. Oh. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still.
Hey, you know what? Try that in a small town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like that she said rad. I don't think I've heard rad used in a hip hop lyric.
Yeah.
Rad.
So rad. So rad.
That's what Tommy Lee was saying in the Pamela Lee video when he was banging her. He's going, "You're so rad. You're yes. so rad."
Oh, wow. So rad. Yeah. I've never seen it. I wasn't allowed to watch that in my home.
Oh, you gotta see
it. It was there on the shelf. I just wasn't allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
The original stolen copy.
Mark Babbitt played it for me in Houston when it came out.
Yeah, he always liked to get you alone in a room and play pornography. I noticed that. Mark Babbitt. I miss that guy.
He's so rad.
So rad.
I love, he talks to her in it like he does the audience when he's playing a drum solo.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like the same exact tone. Like, yeah, oh, tone. Fuck yeah.
Whoa, man.
Dude.
Look at your tits. Whoa.
Yeah, shit. Check it out.
Shit.
It was weird to watch that Hulu drama that was based on it. I didn't realize how I really felt bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
For Pamela Anderson. That was fucked up.
She went through a lot.
We all assumed it was a promotional stunt that they leaked it on purpose. I didn't know a construction worker came and took it and it kind of ruined
that
her
was, yeah,
life.
That was like before the days of the intentional leaks. I think that's what gave the people the idea to do intentional leaks.
Because it gave her a bunch of publicity, but not the kind she wanted. It's a real bummer. And then her kids are like level-headed, normal teenagers. And I was like, oh, man. I really like this woman. I feel bad for her.
Yep.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hey, speaking of that,
that's my hot take.
That this is Taylor's first tour in 5 years?
What?
Really?
Yes,
so wait, this is the first
down.
Fact we've heard.
Well, you guys are blowing through these charts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll catch up.
Wait, we got the 444.
44 song set list.
You got 44, and then now this is the first show in 5 years.
Yeah, because her last tour was upended by the pandemic.
Wow.
Oh.
I'll give you another clue. 52. What is 52?
I can't say baseball.
Weeks in a year, cards in a deck.
I don't know.
52 domestic U.S. stops on this tour.
Holy.
52 stops.
Wow.
So she's going.
So she's hitting the territories as well as all the states?
Well, no, she's not doing one stop. Well, that's a good question. Yeah, where are those 52 stops?
I just think of 50 states, and then you got like Puerto Rico and
Alaska.
D.C.
D.C.
I'm going to guess
Alaska is a state.
More than one show in New York or Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, she's doing seven. She's here from the 3rd to the 9th. She'll be at SoFi for a week, and you'll probably be seeing T-shirts, ephemera, whatever else she's selling over there. Chastity cages, whatever she's doing.
I wonder if she'll trademark the word T-shirt. She probably could at this point.
T-Swift T-shirt. Yeah. You just sent her fans listening into a frenzy. We just lost some Swifties here.
I think a lot of her fans would probably think that because they seem like pretty new to music in general sometimes.
Right.
Like, this is definitely, that's really clever. Yeah.
Yeah. These are definitely rubes. I've ascertained that from the clues because it's just nothing that you would want to follow if you were above 14 or something like that. in my guess.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
You'd be surprised, my friend.
I can't hold up the show with more facts. Let's move on, and then I'll give you a few more in the next segment.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Gunna with Fuck You Mean.
Yikes.
Fuck You Mean. Yikes.
A lot of hi-hat.
It's a flute.
Young girl, no one that back calling me splurge. Ride me jump right off the curb. Yeah. Bentley smirk fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third. Yeah. Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Yeah. Crank up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
She agrees with him, I know that. All right, let me give you some more quizzes.
Okay.
Let me quiz you.
That,
can we just,
go ahead.
A perfect example of what I noticed with hip hop. Now he's rhyming the one, the same word, the whole.
Yeah.
It's just a bird. And then he goes from there.
There's something about it
bird,
that
then he brings for bird.
There's something about it that I do like, but I feel like I've heard it so many times now. Like I feel like I've actually heard every part of that song before.
I'll tell you when it was new, when Juvenile came out. Oh, you get those bees, huh? You be picking with them bees, huh? Oh, yeah, you get them bees, huh? The song was called Huh.
Yeah.
And every line ended with Huh.
Did you see his Tiny Desk concert?
We played that on Two Charted.
That kind of brought a tear to my eye. I don't even have.
Yeah,
it
was so good.
His race, but
it was wholesome.
It was really great. He was so stoked.
It was so good.
His attitude was great.
It's like the time RZA played with Waves on Fuel TV's The Daily Habit.
The Daily Habit, starring Chris Fairbanks.
Yeah. His DJ didn't show up, and the band was like, well, we'll learn. We like Wu-Tang. We'll learn Liquid Swords. And they nailed it. And he was
rapping.
He had this smile on his face that wasn't matching the attitude
lyrics
of that song.
I gotta watch that.
He just kept looking back. Yeah, it is on YouTube, actually. It's one of the only things Fox Sports didn't take down.
No. I got you dancing around till you won't sass me like that when I could summon wolves. Dragon Boy Suede on Fuel TV.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, what was it? Michelle Nunez?
Yeah, G4.
Michelle. I don't know if that's on YouTube. Maybe I'll throw it up there.
Yeah. There isn't much on there. It's just all distant.
There's not much on YouTube.
There's not much there.
Yeah, not as
it's
far
crazy.
As that shows.
Yeah,
this will give them an extra video, so they'll draw some people in.
No, they took it down, and it's still a network. It's still in like Portugal. They play.
Really?
It's a station on my internally on my Samsung. I just noticed. I'm like, they make new programming.
You get Portuguese. TV on your Samsung?
Samsung? I did a stand-up special on there a long time ago, and it was in Portuguese.
Samsung only comedy special?
Yeah. I don't
it only
advertise
plays on
that
Samsung
too much. But that's all my fans in Portugal. I'm still working on it.
Speaking of Portugal, the number 10 figures heavily into. You can get this right in two ways. This is this is two different answers.
Okay,
but 10. The Eras Tour features 10.
Ah. Does it have something to do with the Roman numeral X?
It kind of does. The new name for Twitter, making it topical.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now.
It's been 10 years.
Okay.
Since... I have no idea.
Incorrect. Okay. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. 10 studio albums. She's drawing from 10 studio albums.
Okay.
Which provides the show with 10 acts. The show is done in 10 different acts.
Right, because it's eras. It's the eras.
That's 10 costumes.
The eras. Yes, 10 different like digital. You know, they call it a 4D. You know, it's like a 4D experience.
Wow. Yeah, J.J. Watt, the former Houston Texans football player, said the costumes were the best part of the show.
Wow, he liked those, dude.
I kind of liked it that he made a post and he's like, any naysayers, anyone that ever has made fun of anyone that's gone to Taylor's, it was the, he talked about for like 20 minutes. He was so excited about Taylor Swift, and he's a big old, you know, wow. He's a 7 foot.
You know, I like that.
No wonder he retired. He's too soft. He's too soft how to play
yeah,
football.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably the concussion stuff.
I like that format. I wish more groups did that sometimes, because you're always seeing like, you know, your favorite band, and then you always kind of wish they would kind of be how they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and you're there because they're only doing the new stuff, or they have a new style. It's yeah, like, how about you just devote like half an hour of the set to just dressing up and being how you used to be?
Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
And then you can move on. Yeah. Yeah.
I would like Kings of Leon.
It's like when I make my wife dress
Kings
up
of Leon.
First two
high
albums.
High school outfits.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wear the early stuff. The knee high socks. Yeah, yeah. I went, one of my favorite bands always is Built to Spill, and he... I was in Boise doing a music comedy thing, and they played, and his new band is just two younger women, like the drummer and guitar player, and they just shred, and they were learning all of his old songs, and they only did the first like three Built to Spill albums, which are my favorite, and they were, but they play some, it was more stripped down. It's not four dudes noodling on a guitar, which a lot of that music was like, all right, so pick a guitar. There's like, it gets too jammy a little.
Yeah.
Right.
And these women just playing rough versions of the, rough, tight versions of the first few songs, but it's all stripped down. It was so cool. A tear to my eye. I cry a lot these days.
I'm glad to hear it. Your brain chemistry is changing. It gets softer as you get older.
Yeah.
Sepultura just like remade their first two EPs. They re-recorded.
What are they called? I had one in my
Now cassette. It's Cavalera Conspiracy, the two brothers. But the EPs were Bestial Devastation and Morbid Visions. And they were just recorded.
Those things go together for me.
They were recorded like so shittily, you know, at the time. They just sound like crazy, but there's a charm to the original ones, you know, you can't get back. But I will say
Bestial's got a charm.
Yeah.
Bestial Devastation.
Bestial Devastation's got a real old school death metal charm. It does. So but they
like
crush
it.
It's
like a B&B.
These new ones. It's like the Cavalera's versions. It's like maybe they took it from T Swift, her redoing her old stuff.
Right, but are these called Taylor's version?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Like Cavalera's version. They destroy it. They sound incredible. They actually update it like the right way, and you're just like, it's pretty cool actually. You don't see that pulled off.
No, I would love. I think that all the time. If only Operation Ivy or this band I used to really like from Boulder, Warlock Pinchers. It sounds like they recorded it in a laundry room. And if they re-recorded it, they're such catchy, like thrashy metal punk songs that they would be so good. But it's like
they don't have the stems, man. We don't have the stems. We lost the stems. What am I supposed to do? You want a bagel or not? Bagel and a coffee? All right.
That's the engineer of the session. All right. Well, that's the music charts.
There it is. Yeah. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Chris Fairbanks,
and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Get ready to sing it.
Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are fucking giant. Movies. All right.
Hear that? Nice.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I just want to be in a band and be that guy, the acoustic theremin.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good spot. No equipment.
Yeah. They just wheel me out and I try and stay still.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Do you know they're doing another movie about... you know these movies like Air where it's about a product or Cheetos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing that now with Dial Soap. it's called Destiny of Dial.
Yeah, thank the you. Controversy nice. With Irish Spring. There was people died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the East West Coast rap thing, but about soap.
And it's Damon and Affleck again. They're just going to keep doing those kind of product movies.
Wow, the Tetris film had me on the edge of my seat.
How you like them Tetris? Guys, did you know that the T-Swift show began in March 17th? March 17th. It began in March 17th.
Okay.
And do you know when it ends?
Ooh, I'm going to say right before Christmas.
I'm going to say November 17th.
So you're saying 11/17/23? Is that both of your guests?
Actually, no. I'm going to change mine if you don't mind. I'm going to say March 17th next year.
Wow, he's extending it to 24. Chris, would you like to do the same?
No,
you're offered
no.
A free extension.
I'm going to stick with my original answer, even though, because I know from the look on your face, it is incorrect. I'm going to go early November.
Here, I will tell you the answer. The Eras Tour, which started in 3/17/23, continues till August 17th.
Whoa.
24.
Okay.
It won't even be over a year from now. It will not be over.
Yeah.
It's going to Japan. It's going to Bora Bora. It's going everywhere. 15 months of tour.
Man.
She's like Metallica now. They used to just go out for like 5-year tours. Just like,
all right.
Yeah. She just,
I mean, I don't want to sound grim, but I'm always worried like, well, what if I don't live that long? You know, like that's why I don't.
The tour might outlast you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even buy the large jug of mustard at Costco.
Why would you go to Costco if you're not planning
it? You're afraid of dying?
Because they got good deals on Kirkland signature golf wedges.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I've heard that those are pretty good.
They are. They're Titleist. They're nice.
Okay.
Got to do a little research, everybody. And it's good mustard.
It is, yeah.
I sound like Trump right then. I can't do them on purpose.
Well, you're both golf guys, so it happens.
Yeah, we have a lot in common.
How about that Steph Curry hole in one? Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. He's everything.
I'm going to go out on a limb. He's a winner.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Yeah, you can't.
That's just like.
That's not lucky. He didn't roll onto the green. He landed past the hole and rolled back because of all the. Backspin.
Backspin.
That's actually hot. All right, it was a big, huge loss.
It was incredible.
That's why I don't get girls pregnant. I shoot my sperm with backspin. It comes back out. Come see me live, guys. Come see me live.
Okay. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Mission Impossible. Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reck.
Oh my god.
Tom Cruise is just beating Indiana Jones.
Pounding.
Sad to see.
He's the only guy that's older than him still in the movies. Is Harrison Ford is the only guy older than Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise has outdone himself with a 99% on Rotten.
Did you see that video of Tom Cruise talking about going to Oppenheimer and Barbie?
I didn't see the video. I heard about it. It's like, I'm going to see, I got to see him in packed houses and stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny because it's pure. It might almost be worth just watching it. It's pure Tom Cruise. Like words are coming out of his mouth and a charm is there, but he's not actually saying anything.
Right. He's not connected.
That's making a real point. They're going like, what do you want to see? Barbie or Oppenheimer? Like, which one do you want to go to first? He's like, well, yeah, I really want to see. He's like, you know, I think an Oppenheimer is like a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like a Friday night, you know, like a packed house. And then I really want to see Barbie Saturday night, you know, but like not saying any reason why. He's just like, it just sounds like he's saying something compelling.
Yeah, just like he's a soap opera actor who can't see the teleprompter.
Yeah, he's acting, though, as if he is going to literally theater hop around town and go, with the people.
From what I read, I was like, it doesn't sound like he actually is going to Barbie afterwards. It's like they're trying to twist it into that he's doing Barbenheimer. But that's crazy. I mean, I want to save the industry too, but not so much that I'm going to see 7 hours worth of movie in one night. That's a lot of movie. And I know a guy, I talked to a guy yesterday because most people said, see Oppenheimer first because it's more taxing and then get Barbie as dessert.
That makes sense.
But there was a guy last night who said, yeah, I wanted Barbie to be like my pregame high, like my pregame before I go out.
Yeah.
And then that was going to get me in a good mood to take me through Oppenheimer.
That's great. I went to a wedding in New Mexico, Doug Mellard's wedding, and we were driving around. Huntsberger and I were driving around.
Hey, congrats, Doug.
We were trying. Yeah. It's been 5 years. And we were looking for these like painted rocks, this kind of cool desert attraction, and we came upon that lab, that Manhattan Project.
Oh wow.
And it's supposed to be hard to find. There's just a guy with a machine gun, and we're like, do you know where this rock desert formation thing is? He's like, he was so surprised we were there and not interested, so he actually told us a little bit because he knew we were just normies. He's like, this is Manhattan Project place. I'm like, is there aliens and stuff in there? He's like, oh yeah, there's a little bit of everything. He was like, really? He's like, it was like his last day. He set his machine gun on the ground. It was crazy. So I've been there. I just want to brag that. Big bragger. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's funny that he's just standing out there like turning the Oppenheimer people away. Like, no, you can't come in.
Yeah. He basically works for the Forest Service. He's just turning cars away.
My friend knew someone who, like, he shared a screenshot of a text, and she says, like, oh, like, we were family friends with Oppenheimer or something, and, you know, the movie was really good. That apparently he used to scratch his balls a lot. Like what they remembered about him was he scratched his balls a lot, and that he cried when they dropped the nuclear bomb.
Oh my god,
that day.
Those were the two things he'd like to be remembered for.
Simultaneous.
I could see him being so in his own head with the formulas that he doesn't realize he's got his hands down his pants. I can see that.
Hold on, I gotta let my dog out. He's
like
excited.
A real genius. They had him working, and then they're like, what do they need a laser this powerful for? And they realize it's a weapon. And young Val Kilmer thwarts the project. The pilot of the craft that shoots the laser was a young Stacy Peralta.
Wow.
I don't know why he's in the movie. It's his only theatrical credit. but going on.
Maybe he was skateboarding with Val Kilmer or something.
Yeah, totally. It's got to be something like that. Neighbors. Oh, my neighbor, that skater guy. He looks like a young pilot with his long blonde surfer hair.
Well, we will see. We will see who wins in the Barbieheimer war.
Barbieheimer, did you just coin that?
I think I did.
I like Barbieheimer.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Oh boy, it's Sound of Freedom.
And this is my one chance to put those pieces
the QAnon fodder red bait film.
Red bait.
Yeah, so the story, we've covered this the last couple of weeks. This is like a weird
Kirk Cameron movie?
Yeah. Basically. But apparently, like, these big Republican donors have bought all the tickets, which gooses it up the charts, but the theaters are all empty. Which is how they that's what they do to authors, you know, like Ann Coulter and stuff.
Oh wow.
They buy up all her books to put her on a New York Times bestseller list. But like they get to give you the impression that this is taking over the country and everyone's watching.
Right. Hey, what a great time to go to the movies. Just go in there. There's nobody else in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sold out.
It's why I'm sitting in the audience during my own comedy special. Nah, that was for a prank.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
What do you guys think? Barbie or Oppenheimer?
I think it's going to be Oppenheimer and then Barbie. Two and one.
Without a doubt.
No doubt, in my mind.
You are right. Oppenheimer, number two.
I'm getting some static over my phone.
Yeah, me too. You with T-Mobile? Didn't
need a charge. Yeah, I need that too. Samsung, that Portuguese Samsung.
Oh.
Sorry, that was just a nuclear bomb going off.
Oh. Hey, well, I will say this because I didn't see the movie, but we often complain on here about biopics and how they just kind of feel like, you know, it's by the numbers. They all kind of have the same kind of feel, whether it's about a musician or an athlete or whatever it is. But I heard that this one, you care. You're involved for some other reason.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even though you know what goes on. So,
yeah.
I heard it's good. I heard it's his best movie in years. So people are saying.
Better than Interstellar?
I would hope so. Interstellar bothered me. I'm not a huge Chris Nolan guy. Like, I walk out frustrated more often than not with his
stuff. I get frustrated at just how dumb I am. I'm like, I was just, I spent the last 2 years just complaining about traffic. He made that? Jesus Christ.
It's always too loud. The music's too loud, and
I was teasing about Interstellar. I'm anti-space, and I
like the Prestige. That was a good one.
But tough to watch. I tried a few different times.
Oh,
tough
really?
To watch. It's very procedural. Hey, remember Kramer when you procedural. Played? We did that sketch spoof of Memento, but all your tattoos were reminding you you're diabetic, and you were getting chased by the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's funny because I just was telling people about it last night because they brought up Memento.
I'll get
I played the guy.
I'll go to Lightning Dubs. I'll transfer that.
Okay, right on.
You're great in that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was super fun to do and perfect for me because I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Barbie. Yeah, it's funny because some of those guys came out and were saying, "Oh, this movie is just woke, like it's too woke or something like that."
For cucks.
But then, like, I saw this chart of the country, like which movie they went to see.
Oh, did you see Mississippi?
Mississippi was glowing Barbie.
Oh, just, wow, like, that's great.
Like all the South, all the red states are just pure Barbie. And then
I think that's because nobody there wants to see Oppenheimer.
It's just too smarty pants or something. Yeah. That's funny you say that. The Mississippi part made me laugh because it's like It doesn't matter what you're measuring. Mississippi always will just somehow stand out as like top. The most extreme end somehow of that.
Well, if you're talking about dysfunction or yeah. like stupidity or something like yeah, that, they yeah. always just they always beat Louisiana and they beat Alabama everyone, too. Like, it's by Mississippi. A
lot. Yeah,
yeah.
Matt Besser used to have a segment about that because he's from Arkansas. So right. he could always point to Mississippi as being like right. scoring worse New Jersey. On the IQ scores and stuff.
Right.
Fun That's stuff. Great. That yeah. I wonder if there's an explanation. I'm glad they're watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but that movies can sway people.
I think it's what Howard said. They just don't have any interest in Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Right. So when their score comes out for their state on the map, it just looks yeah. overwhelmingly Barbie.
yeah. I'm sure Sound of Freedom would probably win over Barbie there, you know?
Right. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. That'd be way more. Let's pay for Sound of Freedom, but then go watch Barbie. I don't know. They wouldn't even
yeah,
do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't. It's the lowest income state in our union. It yeah. flip flops with
yeah,
Montana.
By like by a lot, yeah. And Barbie sounds crazy. It sounds good. It sounds like
it sounds
like
fun.
Unusual. Like one of my friends said it looked yeah. like almost like a first draft ideas that all made it into the film.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like a Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
chaos.
Totally.
But you know, this is shaping up to be the Taylor Swift Barbie tour. And so the right wing will say that this was like the ultimate simping of America, you know, because yeah. Barbie is supposedly like, you know,
yeah.
for weak men. And then you got J.J. Watt talking about the costumes at the Swifties.
You yeah. think they'd be all over it. There'd be these blonde, blue-eyed, you know, stars. You think they would right. like it. You know,
True.
It's like Aryan...
I Summer. Can see them playing it both ways, as they often do.
They're just mad she doesn't do country anymore.
Yeah.
Right. But you know what? She did bring back the heart hands. When she was in country, she used to do that thing with to make a heart with your hand.
Oh, I thought that was Illuminati.
Oh, okay.
That's Could what be. The Swift fans are probably
yeah, they
all
say, yeah.
busy talking about.
I can't
yeah,
do
that's
it because
a secret handshake.
I broke my thumb. Look at my tiny thumb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, How'd yeah. One of them's like skinnier.
Yeah, it's worthless. It doesn't bend.
Why is it smaller than the other one?
I broke it snowboarding. Terrible wreck.
But why would it be smaller?
It's in a wheelchair.
It's like, I didn't know thumbs had like fat yeah. and muscle in them.
It is just so atrophied. I never wow. use this thumb.
Wow.
You know what's supposed to help with that is you plunge it into your anal canal.
Anus, yeah, I know. I've been doing that. I was already doing it. And it doesn't seem to...
Are you using the right... Maybe you're using the other thumb. The other thumb's yeah. getting bigger.
Three no, reps both. Of 10.
I you put both in there. I'm an older guy.
Three reps of 10 with each thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I got doing my calisthenics.
that's the movie chart. It's a big
wow.
it's a big weekend for movies. It's like two yeah, original is, movies that aren't sequels, you know, battling
that are both
it out.
Getting great reviews, so both be memorable. This was the biggest movie week of our year. Right? This was the peak.
It was. Yeah, it's got to be.
Exciting stuff and congrats to you if you did go out and do Barbenheimer and maybe you'll do. And you know what I'm actually saving it for? I'm going to do Barbenheimer and go see the Taylor Swift tour all on the same
oh,
day
wow.
next week.
Whoa.
That is a lot of mainstream content for yeah. you.
Yeah.
That's
well,
52
I'm also,
shows you're
taking the temperature.
For.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm bringing some of the guys from Imagine Dragons with me.
yeah.
I met them at the strike. They played at the strike.
Yeah.
Let's start getting better talent at the strike. Let's see some
yeah.
Guns N' Roses. Let's
yeah,
see
I
some
gave,
Iggy
yeah,
Pop.
Yeah, seriously.
I gave my headshot to Turtle from Entourage. I don't even think he's going to.
Oh, my God.
Help me out. Gave me a free sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Free sandwich over at
Fat Sal's.
Fat Sal's.
Oh, great yeah. name. Great name.
And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Dope.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. Perhaps we did. Let's find out.
Nice. I like to do nice. Take you all your that. Sound effects and one up them.
That sounds like an elephant.
That was good.
Yeah, it's an elephant.
You should be in police academy.
I know. Here's a helicopter. Did that transfer? Was
you know what's funny is that over Zoom, it just suppressed that, so we didn't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, me knowing that, hey, here's my impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I have it to blow perfect. Too hard. Yeah. All this right, is a guy in. Walking with a nail in one shoe.
One shoe.
It's real specific.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
I'm just going to do my Bestial Devastation pick to get it
they
over
got
with.
A new one?
No, so they remade Bestial Devastation.
Oh, right,
so
right,
I'll
right.
play. Let me give you a taste of the old one just so you
hear. Was this for the same reason as Taylor so they could own the master tapes? Or was this because they
probably.
Wanted to sound better?
You know what? Actually, maybe because the Cavalera brothers were both the founders of Sepultura, but they're not in Sepultura anymore. But they're the ones like Igor and Max Calavera. They wrote
I thought
everything.
You were talking about Corsican brothers, Cheech and Chong movie.
Damn, what did they move on to? Because I know those names.
They moved on to Cavalera Conspiracy.
Ah,
which is them
they're QAnon.
So that's the real Sepultura, really, if you want to see it done right.
Oh, that'll split a room, though.
I liked it when they were called Sepulveda. They were on the west side.
Yeah.
This guy's full of Sepultura bits.
Boom.
You could do Boom. A full half hour on this.
Let's go.
All right. Here's the old Bestial Devastation, just to hear how old. All right, so then here's...
Okay, so let me just say, I am no audiophile,
yeah.
But I could tell that somebody fucked that up. Like, somebody didn't get lunch or something. There's a good excuse, but
like
somebody didn't do it right.
I thought you were playing my helicopter impression.
Here's the new Bestial Devastation.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's not Taylor. That's Taylor.
Wait.
Wow. Crisper. It's way more crisp. Yeah. It's way more.
On my end, it all of a sudden it was sounded crisp, and then
that's the Zoom thing that happens sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. I thought the whole band climbed into one of those bottles with a pirate ship in it.
Ah, I hate when Zoom does that. Zoom can't handle it.
They go Paul Oakenfold on us, and they just put that one filter on.
Yeah, they put it in a telephone filter.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that'd be funny if Zoom had random DJs that just jumped into your call and used filters. They remix on it. Zoom remix.
Like, get out of here, Oakenfold. yeah, that's what Paris Hilton's doing these days, right? Maybe that'd be a good job for her.
Oh, yeah, she's doing it, and
she's DJing?
Many others. You know, she gets DJ gigs, you know.
Yeah. DJs and Bitcoin, stuff like that.
She's probably just like the house DJ at Hilton's now. You're not supposed to notice. It's just like hotel chain.
She's in the lobby.
Yeah. With a fedora on.
Coming in at number three. Or sorry, number that was five. So coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is a Howard Cold pick, which sometimes are even more enjoyable than the hot picks.
Okay, the listeners know we do the guesses with the country songs.
Yeah.
This song is called Young Love and Saturday Nights.
Yeah.
So By Chris Young. So you don't really need a guess because it's not even that they fuck up. I mean, just...
Right.
I guess I can't make it a quiz. I'm just saying, get ready for it to be worse than you thought it was going to be.
So here, Young Love Saturday Nights, you get an idea of what
start
you
start from the beginning, please. Okay, please. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Wow. No. Out the gate?
Out the gate.
Whoa, wait. You're kidding.
You saw the title, right? It's not Rebel Rebel.
Chevrolet. No. Well, you can't do that.
They've actually done it worse than everything else we've pretty much made fun of already.
That sounded like a sample. Mm-hmm. It was so...
Wait. Cranking.
So,
wait, this is like he's trying to get away with this.
Like, I think like the FBI, ATF, someone's gonna track him down in a hotel room. Like, he's got to be on the run. Like, I don't think he can do that.
Well, who's the guy that wears inflatable outfits that stole from Tom Petty, and he was just like Sam Smith.
Smith, yeah.
He was
I've never.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before,
and I'm like, but you've heard that song. But this guy, I bet he never has listened
this
to
this. Strikes me as like somebody played it in the studio, and like they're all so clueless, they had never heard it before, and he's thinking, hey, that's good, let's just
But
do
when
that.
You think about like Rebel Rebel, that probably gets played a lot on the South,
because
they were rebels. Yeah, so like that's got it. Somebody involved had to know that.
Somebody
a song.
Fucked up though, because
this next block.
I feel
songs.
Like Chris Young is not aware of what he's doing. He thinks like people aren't going to notice.
It's
right?
No mosh.
Like if you were in hip hop and you hear like an old jazz sample, like it's not your genre. So like you just think it's
but
okay.
But this is not. I don't think this is an homage. There's nothing about this that feels like they're tipping the hat to
Bowie. Right. Like even with Kid Rock when he did.
Yeah. No, that feels like that was, he's.
Yeah. This. Yeah. There's nothing where he references Bowie. He's just like, hey, that's a kitschy riff.
He's just taking the riff and making that his chorus.
Imagine if you had that as just your name's like Brett Morris, and you just called it like Morris Love and Saturday Night.
Saturday Night.
Check out my new song.
It is just Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Wow. Wild stuff, but you know, it is something memorable when you can be bad in a genre that has so much bad in it. You could be even worse than a lot of it. It's an accomplishment. So congratulations.
Yeah, you're Saturday. Standing out.
Young Love Saturday. This is a brand new song.
Brand new.
Okay, that's a good cold pick. That is astonishingly cold.
I'm proud of that one.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Chris's pick, Genesis Owusu with Leaving the Light, starting at 58.
The planet might be burning down. Fuck it, I'll manage green hills. I can see them smoking. Big smile as the flames approaching. I'm a beast, I can feel them poaching. Slap me down, but a roach keeps roaching. Better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. Better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. Better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. Better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. Leaving the light.
Wow. Good stuff.
And then it goes in a whole different direction. It's like industrial and hip hop, of course. Like
that got my blood pumping.
Yeah,
they're like
And then EDM, like
I like what he was doing.
Yeah, I love it. It made me want to fucking take a spin class. When the hell do I ever feel that way? I want to get on a bike and get veiny. Yeah. And the whole song goes through all these moods. Yeah. I just want...
He's a UK guy?
Yeah, yeah. Also, yeah, ever since The Streets, I just love that. And lately, I'm almost embarrassed because I watched it at kind of... Because it made me laugh. These old guys that are rapping, like...
Yeah, we've seen them. They're great.
Oh, I love
them. Yeah,
that.
Yeah. The Bass and Pete and
Yeah. Rankin and Bass.
Frank and Bass shoes.
That guy Genesis Owusu, he's got another song called Get Inspired, or I think that's the main hook. I don't know if it's called Get Inspired.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. Like one of the best new songs I heard in a while.
Yeah, and a lot of it's like kind of LCD sound system-y. I don't know what genres mean anymore, but it's definitely alternative.
That almost sounded like Andrew WK or something. Like meant to just party.
He sounds like Eddie Grant a little with the voice.
Electric Avenue.
And, oh yeah,
and it's so good. Yeah, I listened to it over and over. It was just, you know, my Spotify DJ that addresses me by name threw it into the mix, and I was like, holy shit! And I drove my dad's car 120 miles an hour all of a sudden. Good lord!
Testing that old machine. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's
all right. Good. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This one's all right. I just heard it recently. I liked it. This is The Dream Eaters with Spray Tan.
Get my shit together. Put my spray tan on. I cut my pretty face up because it keeps me young. We're all made of plastic, just like little dolls. Gotta do something drastic if you wanna stay.
Oh, wow. That was like a teaser.
If I were in charge of naming genres, I'd call that Dream Funk.
Yeah. Nice. That was not the full song. Shoegazy. That's really interesting. That was like a trailer for the song, but it gave a good snippet.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. Song trailers.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It was, it was fun. Kind of yacht rocky or something
like that. Yeah, a little bit of yacht rock in there.
The lyrics had a bite to them. They're talking about plastic people, plastic surgery, spray tan.
Well, I mean, say what you want about all that, but I am planning to spray tan for next week for the Eras tour and Barbara Hyberson. I want to look good. I mean,
yeah, you need a few wigs too. She's got a bunch of wigs she's pulling out on tour.
And speaking of plastic, did you see Dolly Parton? I didn't pick it as one of my hot picks, but Dolly Parton put out We Are the Champions.
Really?
With we, and she does We
Who's
Will Rock
we?
You.
It's just her. Like, yeah, when she's singing that, who's she referring to?
I guess her and, you know.
The girls.
The girls, yeah.
The girls. Carl back at home. But it's pretty great. I mean, like, just as far as the balls and the audacity of an older lady to take on those two songs. You know, you think, like, by the end of Bohemian Rhapsody, she's exhausted. She doesn't need to do the noisy one, but she does it.
Wow. Good for her.
Good stuff.
But see, anyway, that's how you do it. You don't just take the Rebel Rebel riff and then make your own chorus.
Right. Yeah. She would have done that faithfully. Kicked ass at it.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's hot pick. This is Ice Spice with Deli.
But I'm still shaking ass in a deli. With my bitch getting dirty. He like him already. He want the wop, but I just want the fetty. And I'm back at his partner, I'm petty. Call me that B while he eating my honey. You know niggas love bitches with money. I get a lot. Taking her spot. If you ain't cooking, then get off the pot. My name Ice, but I always stay hot. Passenger princess, he passed me his knock. Baddest little bitch from my block. Me and baddies be getting along. So they always be singing my song. Stepping outside, I'ma put that shit on.
That to me sounds like
you know I'ma get to the bag. Or the hating bitches to the bag.
Like if a time traveler came from the future, I said, play me some rap from the future. I could see they play you that. And you go, whoa, that's what it's going to sound like?
Yeah.
I like it just because it doesn't sound like any other era of rap.
Yeah.
Which is usually a good thing.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my pick, too.
Yeah, it's different.
It's like, oh, this is something I haven't heard before, but it's got elements of things I love.
Yeah. And a lot of times, years later, that's the songs you go back to. They go, oh, they were pushing the envelope. That was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out to Ice Spice.
She seems to have like a... She's managed to take it up a notch, even like we've seen Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and all
Bad these. Baby.
Yeah, like she seems to just be twerking even more than them.
Right.
And
like
just
maybe
somehow
even more direct.
More direct. I don't know how.
Yeah, like she's like, yeah, I'm in the deli shaking my ass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like this isn't a music video. This is a TikTok. Like this is.
Yeah.
I'm right by the meats. You know?
I'm in the deli.
But shout out to her. Yeah, pushing the envelope. We got a lot of great ladies doing great work. Greta Gerwig, Taylor Swift, and Ice Spice. Speaking of great work, Chris, you like to send it? Would you like to send them somewhere, social media, or give them some links?
Sure. I got the Chris Fairbanks on Instagram. Well, no one. I mean, just my name's Chris Fairbanks. I got a podcast called Do You Need a Ride? It's popular in certain groups and enjoyable.
Check that one out. Maybe I'll be on it again soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, keyword. We were advertised in Times Square. We were on the side of a building. It was pretty
really?
Cool. Yeah, well, yeah.
How'd you get that?
Oh, I don't know. I was surprised by it, but it seemed like Karen was too. So it's obviously
maybe just a tag or Futura 2000 or somebody has just decided to tag a wall with you guys.
No, it was a Amazon thing. We're run by a evil corporation.
Are you guys on Sirius?
Wondery, it's called.
Oh, Wondery.
Wondery.
Get the
Amazon.
Wondery app and listen to it. Do You Need a Ride?
Check out Do You Need a Ride?
ChrisFairbanks.com.
And ChrisFairbanks.com. Pick up one of his albums on iTunes.
Sure.
And his t-shirt designs. Pick those up.
I'm in a band called Curb Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Soon to record.
All right.
Are you playing
it out. We'll play it on the Hot Picks.
You're playing the siren sound? And you're doing your,
give
Bobby
us some
McFerrin
of your
stuff?
We cover songs from old skate videos.
Oh, no, so it's, okay. It's just skate video stuff.
Agent. Yeah, yeah, it's a real specific audience. No one wants to hear it.
Well, check out Comedy Bang Bang World and check out whochartedpod.com where you can hear this with no ads. You can hear the entire back catalog.
No ads, guys.
No ads.
This isn't freebie on Amazon.
By the way, nothing against ads, because you may have been hearing some ads on this show that we're very proud of.
Listen, the ads are great.
Yeah, if you're listening to the free version of the show, go out and support our sponsors. That helps us out a lot. And if you don't want ads, go to whochartedpod.com, sign yourself up. It's very cheap, and you're supporting us, and you get Two Charted every single week.
Absolutely, as well as the old Preem streams and all that. A lot of content in there, a lot of deep diving you could do. Also, check out Grift Horse every week with me and Megan Beth Keister. If you're not listening to that, you're leaving money on the table. It's true. I'll tell you some stuff that just went down off air.
John Flansburgh was just talking. We had They Might Be Giants in on CBBFM, and he mentioned.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he goes, "Hey, you know, I would love to just see a documentary about like Howard Kramer and Megan Keister, like they're like
wow,
like just listening to them. I'm just like he's just trying to like figure out." Even the friendship there.
Is that on the air or Scott made you chopped up?
No, that's after. Yeah, that's on the chopping.
We'll take it as fact. Shout out to John. Thank you so much. Sorry I missed you here in L.A. Glad that you got to make the rounds. And thank you so much for the kind words. Also, check out Drop Date Duel every week. Two brand new albums facing off against each other. This past week it was... Blur versus who's somebody else, and
obviously Blur must have won.
It was Blur versus Greta Van Fleet. That's right.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Are they doing anything new? I guess we'll.
This was a watershed moment for them because I was like, I'm expecting some type of progression beyond Zeppelin.
Yeah,
and I didn't get it.
They still did Zeppelin.
It was like sloppier Zeppelin because they decided to do the album in like 2-3 takes each song.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds like live Zeppelin this time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So well, they're sticking to it.
So just listen to the new Gorillaz. That's really good.
You get the new Gorillaz.
Yep.
And listen to all the other programs. Go over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. And we will see you right here next week on... Who
charted?